And so I want to minister to you today, and I just want to start off by saying that, you know, the Bible says to honor your father and your mother. I got one amen on that. The Bible says to honor your father and your mother. And I'm gonna have somebody bring me my glasses, if they would, please. But to honor your parents, I wanna explain this because some people, you know, they wanna honor their parents, but they don't really know how. They were never taught that. And I also wanna say unexpressed honor is no honor at all. And so to honor your parents is to never, never make them think that they are not needed. To honor your parents is to never make them think that they have no influence in your life. Your parents need to always feel like they have a large amount of influence in your heart. This is Emily. Everybody say, thank you, Emily. She also leads our ultrasound bus ministry. Somebody say amen about that. And so to honor our parents is to make them always know that they matter. They have to know that. Honor is how you treat your parents financially. That you bless them. Honor is how you treat them emotionally. Honor is how you talk about your parents when they're not around. And it's not whether you had a good one or you had a bad one. In Christianity, we're called to just simply honor our parents. The Bible didn't say honor them if you felt they were good. The Bible said, honor your parents. I can't get an amen about that. I'm telling you what the Word of God says. And some of the greatest ways to be blessed is to actually honor parents that may not even know the Lord. And pray for them and love them and ask God to save them and free them and deliver them. Honor your parents. Let your parents know, because I am alive, you will never fear anything or lack anything in your elderly years. I will make sure you are taken care of. You will always have what you need. You will always have a place. You will always have your prescriptions. You will always have food and your needs taken care of, because I will make sure it happens. So you no longer have to fear in your older age, because you have a son and daughter that love you. Free them of those fears. Come on, can I get an amen about that? Free your parents of fear. Let them know you will always, all of your needs will always be met because you have me. In Jesus' name. This is what it means to be a good son. This is what it means to be a good daughter. How many of you want to be a good son and daughter? This is what it means. And if you don't, some of you may say, well, I don't have parents. They're gone on, or I didn't know them. Find a spiritual mother or father. Find an older couple in the church and say, I'm going to bless you, and I'm going to be that in your life. Because sometimes older couples, they also don't have children. Be that for somebody. It's quiet today. I can't get an amen about that. I'm telling you, when it snows, I will make sure your driveway is clear. When it's spring, I'll make sure all the grass is cut. You'll never have to worry about it. If you ever need to get to the doctor or anything, you call me. I will handle all of it. I'll make sure that your needs are met, because you're my spiritual mother and father. This is what we need in the body of Christ. No elderly person should ever have need in our church. Come on, can I get an amen about that? No one should have We should help them. And it shouldn't be like we had to organize senior adult care and have a leader and a team. Just if you see someone, just love them like Jesus. Come on, can I get an amen about that? Let's love them like Jesus. Make sure they get close parking spots. And those of you that are young, walk. Because we honor. Praise the Lord. Let's all pray it now. Lift your hands and say this. Say, Jesus, let me be a son or daughter of honor towards my parents, towards my grandparents, in Jesus' name. Come on, give God a praise now. Amen. Okay, I want to talk to you just about two or three things. I want to talk to you about raising children that live in a home of laughter and joy. Let's start there. How many of you want your children to live in laughter and joy? So I'm going to give you a few verses. Here it is. Write it down. Psalms 126 and 2. Then our mouth was filled with laughter, and the younger ones shouted with joy. With joy. I want to be a healing parent. Anybody else want to be a healing parent? The healing parent is a sanctuary of joy. They heal with their joy. And they mend the wounds of their family with laughter. Some of y'all need to smile. It's like, it's okay. You can, it's not, you won't break your face if you smile. You can mend the wounds of your family with laughter. A healing parent removes from their children's soul all the fears, because laughter is the soul's armor. How many of you want to protect your soul? Laughter protects your soul. Laughter removes from a child their fears, because laughter is how you tell me you believe everything is gonna be all right. I was watching a clip the other day from a movie from World War II, and the father was being taken away to this German prison camp or something, and his little boy was watching. And the father was being led away by these soldiers, and his son looks panicked, his little boy, and he starts like marching with the soldiers that are taking him away, like funny and smiling, kind of being kind of silly. And he looks back at his son, and his son starts to laugh, because he knew laughter is how I tell him everything will be okay. Laughter is medicine in your home. A laughing child is a healthy child. Some of you want your children to laugh. Yeah. A child that can laugh is a magnet for heaven. That's what it is. And God wants to make your children wells of joy, where they will never be dominated by grief or fear or sadness or depression or anxiety or worry. Your children will go where you lead them. Lead your children to laughter. Lead your family to joy. And when you lead them to joy, it It almost reunites their fingerprints, the fingerprints of their soul, to be like Jesus. Make your children addicts of joy and laughter and peace, so that they learn to play without burdens. How many of you want your children to play without burdens? Yeah. Thank you to the two people who want that. Does anybody else want that? What's wrong with y'all today? I want my children to play without burdens. Because when your children play without burdens, it cracks open the pearls of life. It just breaks open the real riches of heaven. We're not going to hand our children doom and gloom. Doom and gloom shall never touch our children. Amen. I'm going to say that again. Doom and gloom shall never touch our children. They shall be torches of victory. They shall be torches of laughter and joy all the days of their life. That's what we want. Let's all pray it again. Everybody say, Jesus, make my children torches of joy and laughter all the days of their life. Now, come on, give God praise if you believe it. Amen. Let me give you another one. If you're taking notes, write this down. Honesty. Arms. Honesty. Proverbs 11:3. The integrity of the upright guides them, but the crookedness of the treacherous destroys them. Integrity. Honesty arms our family. And honesty is the hiding place of transparency. I want my children to live in the light. I want them to live where light rules. And when you are a healing parent, honesty is your key to true riches. They will repeat what they hear you say. Isn't this humbling? How many of you ever had your kids say something that they heard you say? And you didn't like it when they said it. I'm the only one in here who's ever had that happen. Where'd you learn that from? You. Honesty is heaven's soap. It washes us from the fears and worries and the lies of this world. Dishonesty opens the cages of our soul's enemies. And we become attacked with fear and anxiety and worry. A child trained in honesty will never lack the presence of God. Never. Or the authority to speak the word of God, or the favor that comes with speaking truth. The healed parent hides their children in honesty. And you sift your child's soul through the armor of transparency. Because you are your child's conscience until they know the Lord. We don't do that. We don't talk like that. This is how we speak. And you have to be honest with yourself. I was teaching our summit coaching the other day, and I said, one of the greatest things you can do is to learn to keep your word to yourself. Because we'll lie to ourselves quicker than we'll lie to other people. That's problem is when you start lying to yourself, you stop believing in yourself. And when you stop believing in yourself, you stop investing in yourself. And we're going to get it wrong at moments. Has anybody else got it wrong in here? I've got it wrong. Raise your hand if you've got it wrong. We have to be honest, even when we're wrong. I had to apologize today to Nicholas on the way here. I said something to him last week that was wrong. And I was flying home yesterday and I was reminded, the Lord reminded me. It sounded like Joanne, but it was the Lord. I said, yeah, that was wrong. So I was in the car on the way to church today. I said, hey, I said this to you last week and it was wrong. And I wasn't like Jesus. And I need you to forgive me. He's like, oh, Dad, it's okay. I said, it's not okay. It is not okay. And that's why I'm saying I'm sorry. I need you to forgive me. Amen. We are not supermen to our children. We are Clark Kent. And I told him, I said, I still respect that you're 16 and there's a part of you that admires me. And I don't want to tear that down with my words. It does not make you small to apologize. And I don't know, we need it. The life of a Christian is one of repentance. I have to apologize all the time. I have to repent all the, anybody? I'm the only one. I know, it's okay. Lord, help me be like everybody else in here. I'm really just preaching to myself today. I'm just letting y'all eavesdrop. Honesty tears down the bricks that are built by lying thoughts. And honesty paints the face of God on the mind of our children. Lord, make me honest. Let's all pray now. Say, Lord, make me honest. Yeah. Honesty is the penicillin of heaven. It destroys all of the bacteria and sickness of this world. And you are a healing light to your child. Honesty is the beginning. When honesty begins, life begins. That's why some of us, we really don't start living till we're 40. Because it took you 40 years to be honest with you. Come on, can I get an amen about it? It took you 40, it took me, I'm still 46 years to be honest with yourself. When honesty begins, life begins. You want to start living? Be honest. It's a light. It comes out of you. Honesty. As a parent, it's the light in your eyes, and it will be imprinted on your child's soul when you live in honesty. And it will never forsake them. Honesty will build bridges from blessing to blessing, from joy to joy, from God's goodness to God's goodness. And when your children are honest, celebrate it. In your home, clap for honesty. Clap for honesty. Celebrate honesty. When your children are truthful, reward them. Everyone in here can remember when they got in trouble. But is it seared on your heart when you were rewarded for honesty? Truthfulness. Reward them for telling the truth, and they will live a life that proclaims the truth. Because an honest parent will create an incorruptible child. Praise the Lord. Let me give you one more. How many of you want your children to be pure of heart? Matthew 5 and 8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. I want all of my children to see Jesus. I tell you all the time, my daughter Victoria, this child, she's seen the Lord twice. She's so much like Jesus. When your brothers and sisters would say, if you ask the question, who in your family is most like Jesus, and your siblings say you, you're doing a good job. The pure in heart shall see God. The pure in heart only have one master. They are single-hearted, and they feed on light. They seek to harm no one. And they think on things that are sacred, on things that are lovely, things that are of a good report. They are allergic to all that defiles, harms, corrupts, or damages. Only what is worthy of heaven is allowed authority in their heart. Only what's worthy of heaven has authority in the pure of heart. Let's let our children be famous for having an excellent spirit. Because a child of purity lives without fences because they are a fence unto themselves. Their obedience to the truth purifies their soul with an authenticity that rules their choices. How many of you want your children to make good choices? They got to be pure of heart. They live above life's temptations and the deceitfulness of sin never has control of them because their convictions are unmovable. A child that is pure of heart is not for sale. I'm going to want your children to say, my child is never for sale because they love Jesus. This is the heart of God for our family. Last one. I want a persuaded child. Everybody say, I want a persuaded child. Romans 4:21, being fully persuaded that God is able to do what he promised. Anybody want their children to be fully persuaded that they love Jesus and Jesus loves them? Come on, amen. A persuaded life is unconditional obedience. A persuaded child does not waste years following the wrong mentors, teachers, or guides. They do not have double-mindedness because it has been purged from their mental library, because they have surrendered their heart to Jesus. My prayer is that all of our children live a life being fully persuaded to love Jesus all the days of their life. Can I get a big amen about it? Come on, can we give Jesus a praise now? I'm done.